Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to DynaGreen. DynaGreenInfo.com for more information. Five easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. DynaGreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the DynaGreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen, or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here. I want to give you some great results that some sellers of mine realized this week. One home sold in 5 hours, another in 2 days. It's because we had a plan, a marketing plan that I and the seller executed. That could be your home. Those could be your results. And by the way, one of the homes sold for $15,000 more than list price. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Poison Arrow.
No.
By ABC.
When your world Look of Love.
Look of Love. Is it ABC, though?
Yeah, it is ABC. Okay.
God, it's the second time I've gotten songs wrong. And the artist right.
They're all right in your...
Right in your 80s wheelhouse, too.
Yeah.
That was at New Music 89, KCFE, at Florissant Valley.
The powerhouse of the airwaves. Yeah. 10 watts?
100.
100 watts.
But I have to tell a little secret.
100 watts of power. Don't make mornings. A right or you'll miss us.
I did mornings, and this is back in the early 80s. I jacked the power up to like 300 watts. And we were
wow.
Heard. Our general manager said, are you turning the power up? I said, no, why? He goes, because I'm not supposed to hear it when I get in my car in my driveway. And I heard it.
The first radio station I worked at, it was an AM-FM combo, and the AM radio station transmitters were right outside the building, which was the old projection booth for a drive-in theater where the screen had been knocked down by a storm years and years before. So we were the only thing there. And literally, if you turned left out of the driveway, you could hear that station. If you turned right out of the driveway, that was it. Well, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS, the big... powerhouse signal. It reaches all across America, and we're happy to have you in here, especially if you want to play the Harris Challenge, because our lines are open now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, star KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who I heard had a great show at the Chesterfield Amphitheater last Saturday night. Every Wednesday night, they play at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge to get in and see them. And every Thursday night, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. Also no cover charge and amazing food. And I'll tell you where they are this weekend once we get to the end of the challenge.
Man, they were there at Chesterfield. They had like 4,000 people there.
It was
that
packed.
That place was packed.
Packed.
I know.
Yeah.
Great.
Before we play today's challenge, Dan has a trivia night that he's going to be taking part in. Or are you hosting it, or what's your role in this thing tomorrow?
I am not hosting it. Actually, the Southside Johnny Band, our band, is involved with this. We have a table. And we plan on winning this thing, but our drummer, David, is involved in it. It's Mutts and Stuff.
Mutts and Stuff.
Uh-huh. And it goes to, it's a shelter for dogs and cats and that. They nice. Rescue. It's a rescue group.
Uh-huh.
But it's in Arnold at Immaculate Conception Church on Church Road. And it's tomorrow night, starts at 7 o'clock. They still have a few tables left, so $20 a person. And if you need any information on that or whatever, you can call me here at the station. I'll give you a phone number.
Okay, cool. We're happy to help them out and happy to help the rescue effort there.
Yeah.
And let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, my wife's a really nice artist. She does some painting and drawing of specifically Cardinals and St. Louis stuff, and you can find her work at facebook.com/fineartbyolivia.
By Olivia, okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories come spilling out here, led as always by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is They're Going to Canton. And category three is Actor in Common. Which one would you like?
What were the first two?
Have You Been Paying Attention, which apparently you haven't, or They're Going to Canton?
How about Act in Common?
Okay, Actor in Common. We put 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer, a total of 15 points there. You don't have to get all of them. You only have to get a half or more, so really 8 points or more. Wins you a fabulous prize package, chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize match!
Hi, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also, from Werenberg Theaters. We have movie passes. Maybe you want to go see Hercules. We have it in 2D or 3D. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And
I want to see it in 1D.
1D?
Yeah.
I would, too.
He turned sideways. Couldn't see him.
Nope. From Crest Bowl or Kingpin Lanes. Crest Bowl is in Florissant, Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. We have a bowling party.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane. One large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes. Or if you do get all 15 points, we call it a clean sweep and you get all the prizes. Tom, your category is Actor in Common. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred in both Love Actually and 9 Months?
Hugh Grant.
Correct. Who had major roles in both Splash and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Pass.
Who starred in both Something's Gotta Give and The Last Detail?
Pass.
Who was the star of both Dr. Strangelove and the Pink Panther movies?
Peter Sellers.
Correct. Who appeared in both Beetlejuice and The Cooler? That was Alec Baldwin. Back to the two-pointer. Who had major roles in both Splash and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Pass.
Who starred in both Something's Gotta Give and The Last Detail?
Jack Nicholson.
That's correct. And we're going to run out of time here.
John Candy.
John Candy was in Splash. Very funny as Tom Hanks' brother in that movie. And, of course, with Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. That is squeaking by with 8 points. Tom, you're a winner.
Whoa.
Nice.
Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we go to contestant number two. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, this is Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Josh. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just happy birthday to both my kids, and looking forward to our Mount Rushmore trip in a week and a half.
Wow. How long is that drive?
About 15 and a half hours, and I'm going to set the over-under on are we there yet at 15 and a half, also before we get to Kansas City.
15, I was going to say 15 and a half minutes, maybe. All right, here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? They're going to Canton or state capitals. That's our new third category. Which one would you like?
I'll take state capitals.
60 seconds on the clock, Josh. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Correct. What is the capital of Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
Correct. What is the capital of Montana?
Helena.
Correct. You're going to South Dakota. What's the capital of North Dakota?
Bismarck.
Correct. And what is the capital of Mississippi?
Jackson.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is how you do the Harris Challenge right. A clean sweep with plenty of time left on the clock, too. Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you to Coach Campbell in seventh grade for teaching me those.
Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I will say hello to my husband, Jim Jefferson, and my son, Zach Jefferson, who are in the house right now listening to the radio waiting for me to tank.
Tank.
No confidence in Mom?
I don't think so.
Well, let's see. Prove them wrong here, Michelle. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? They're going to Canton or names you might know?
Oh, gosh. Names you might know?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of our founding fathers wrote a letter in 1784 supporting the turkey as the national bird of the United States?
Thomas Jefferson?
Ben Franklin. Who wrote the Broadway musical Phantom of the Opera, which opened in 1988?
I have no idea. Pass.
Which former U.S. president died in 1979 at age 70 after suffering a heart attack in the company of a young female aide?
Pass.
Who was the first villain to appear on ABC's Batman series in the 60s? Take a guess.
Joker?
The Riddler, played by Frank Gorshin. For 1 point each, name the five music stars who formed the group The Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, dear God. I'm tanking. I can hear him laughing from the kitchen. I have no idea.
You want to go back to Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, no, I have no idea.
You want to guess of the former U.S. Vice President?
Former U.S. Vice President had a heart attack. Wow.
That was the one-time governor of the state of New York and then became our first vice president to also be with a president who was also not elected to the position. His name was Nelson Rockefeller, the vice president under Gerald Ford. Andrew Lloyd Webber was the guy behind Phantom of the Opera. And the Traveling Wilburys were George Harrison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra.
I think I better just stay out here on the patio.
Well, from there, you could probably see the big zero on the scoreboard, Michelle. That belongs to you. And as you know, whether you get 0 or 6 or 7 points, you still qualify to be punished. We have some interesting punishment music for you now. First, I'm going to play you a song that is not punishment music. It's actually the number 2 or 3 song in the country right now. It's called Stay With Me by a guy named Sam Smith. Here's his version.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at all understand. But I still need love because I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand?
All right, so that's the original version by Sam Smith. Big hit right now.
Okay.
What is not going to be a big hit is the version by Vin Diesel.
Ooh.
Who provides one of the voices in Guardians of the Galaxy, the huge movie that's opening this weekend. He was on a radio station in England a few days ago, and for some reason agreed to try to sing Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love because I'm just a man.
Back up, here comes the falsetto.
These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand?
I pause it right there. We may have to come back
totally
to it.
I deserve that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, pretty much.
Michelle, don't go in the house for a little while, but I hope you and the family have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you very much for playing. Let's meet contestant number 3. Chris, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
It's not much about myself. It's really good to hear you on the air, though.
Thank you. We have 2 categories left. We have you been paying attention, or they're going to Canton.
I don't pay attention, and I don't know football. So I'm almost ready to tell you to pick something for me, but let's do the football one.
Okay. Finn, we'll be with you in a second. 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Sure.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I should have said this is about the people who are going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow in Canton, Ohio. Okay?
Okay.
60 seconds. Let's go. Which former New York Giants defensive end is now co-host of a daytime talk show with Kelly Ripa?
Strahan.
Correct. Before playing 4 seasons in the defensive secondary for the Rams, where did Aeneas Williams spend his first decade in the NFL?
Cardinals.
Correct. What position did Ray Guy play in his 14 seasons with the Oakland Raiders?
Defensive back.
Punter. Andre Reed spent 16 seasons in the NFL, most of them with what team in upstate New York?
Pass on that one.
What team did Derek Brooks help win Super Bowl 37 in 2002 when he was Defensive Player of the Year?
Pass on that one.
Back to the 4-pointer. Andre Reed spent 16 seasons in the NFL, most of them with what team in upstate New York?
I guess they consider Buffalo upstate New York.
That's correct. You're correct. What team did Derek Brooks help win Super Bowl 37 in 2002? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Let's see how you did here, Chris. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and unfortunately, that's only 7 points.
Oh, dear.
So we've got to use the diesel on you.
Oh, won't you stay with me? Because you're all I need.
He's okay in the lower register.
This ain't nothing's clear to see.
But that's chalk on the
and darling,
blackboard.
Stay with me.
You know, Chris didn't do too bad on this.
No. Anyway, did seven.
He said he didn't know anything about football.
Yeah, that was a valiant effort, but not a winning one, Chris.
Sounds like Michael Bolton.
Oh. Oh, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, I'm so ticked off. I knew that's the one I wanted right there. I was going to do a clean sweep.
Oh, it's painful, isn't it?
It is. It's almost as painful as listening to Vin Diesel sing that song. Yeah.
Well, then it's your job to avoid that on behalf of humanity.
I'm going to do my absolute best. Have you been paying attention, which I have been for
all
the whole show?
You are literally the guardian of the galaxy here against us having to hear that again. See what
yeah,
I did there?
I don't want to hear it either, trust me.
All right, Andrew, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Dutch Van Kirk, last surviving member of the Enola Gay crew, died this week at age 93. What was the Enola Gay?
That was the airplane that dropped the atomic bomb.
Correct. What did Professor Manuel Linares claim to have invented this week? A, an app that translates a dog barking into English. B, an ice cream that changes color as you eat it. Or C, a transmitter for wireless electricity.
I'm going to say A.
It was the ice cream. The Peace Corps has pulled volunteers from three Western African nations suffering from an Ebola outbreak. For 1 point each, what are those countries?
Sierra Leone, Liberia, and I don't know the third.
Whose concert devolved into a drunken mess last Saturday night when dozens of people were taken to hospitals or arrested for alcohol issues?
Oh, God, it was a country singer. I'm going to have to pass, see if I can come back.
Of basketball, football, baseball, or hockey, which professional sports players union named Michelle Roberts its first female executive director this week?
That was the NBA.
The NBA Players Association is correct. Keith Urban was the guy who had the drunken mess at his concert. Guinea is the third West African nation there. And let's see how you did. You got the five. You got one each for Liberia and Sierra Leone. And you got one more for the Enola Gay.
Ooh.
That is 8 points, and you squeaked by as a guardian of the galaxy,
wow.
Andrew.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. It's brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are performing tonight at the Gardens at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, for the Neighbors in Need concert. And tomorrow, they will be at the Innsbruck Resort Summer Breeze Concert Series in Innsbruck, Missouri, for one of their all-ages family shows. You want to find out where the Well Hungarians are always playing? Get their app or go to their website, thewellhungarians.net. Not the Well Hungarians, just wellhungarians.net. And come back next Friday for another round of the Harris Challenge here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
And we've had some issues out there on the roadways on this Friday afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, they don't seem to be getting much better, I tell you. They got a stalled vehicle now on westbound 40, just after 94. It looks like they may have just moved it off to the right shoulder. But westbound 40, you already have traffic that's slowing down from Clarkson out through the Boone Bridge and then from the Research Overpass past Highway 94. Westbound 70 drivers not getting a break at all. Stop and go from Cave Springs out through Wentzville. Southbound 270 looks like we're slowing now from about Highway 70 or a little bit south of that down through Ladue and then from Highway 40 through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, you're still running slow between 270 and Bowles, but at least it's not stop and go now. On eastbound 40, baseball traffic along with the rain. We've got heavy traffic from Long Road to Mason and from Lindbergh in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 slowing Page down through Page down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com users get negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, money, never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local. Depend on it.
The next time you're in your basement, look up.
What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hey, I heard you're voting yes on Amendment 7.
I am.
But aren't you part of Citizens for Modern Transit, the group that supports Metrolink and Metrobus?
Yep, plus better bike and pedestrian access to transit, too.
You're supposed to be looking out for transit in St. Louis, aren't you? Helping all of us get around easier?
Well, that's what Amendment 7 does.
Doesn't it cost families more?
The tax doesn't apply to stuff people buy every day, like groceries, prescription drugs, and utilities.
Oh, well, that's good. But what else does it do?
What if I told you those sales taxes would help build more Metrolink, add buses to the roads, and build better bike and walking routes?
So you're really voting yes on Amendment 7?
I really am. It's the only option to build more transit and improve roads now. Waiting just makes the problem worse. Amendment 7 helps people get around. It creates jobs. Plus, it helps St. Louis compete for millions in federal transit dollars.
So Citizens for Modern Transit supports Amendment 7?
Absolutely. And so should you. Vote yes on Amendment 7 on August 5th.
I will. Thanks.
Paid for by Citizens for Modern Transit.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow, find your way home.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool. with Gold Bond.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yes, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great places to get food to go or sit down and have a terrific meal. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And we're joined now by Mr. Mike Evans.
I'll give it up.
Hello, Mike. Happy Friday. Happy August.
Happy Friday. Taking care of my bed. Hello.
How are you today?
August 1st.
Yeah.
What happened to June and July?
I don't know. This is my niece's birthday, Stephanie Morris. So happy birthday to Stephanie.
How old Stephanie?
You know what? I'm not sure how old Stephanie is.
Well, happy birthday to her anyway.
Yes.
I guess Uncle Dan really cares.
Yeah. Uncle Dan doesn't know Stephanie's age, and my sister-in-law, also Jody, is her birthday is August 3rd. Mine's Monday.
Wow.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're finished.
You have other members of the family tree you want to plug? You know what this means, Mike? He didn't get anybody a gift, and he said, I'll just say your name on the radio.
That's exactly it.
No September birthdays?
August, my sister. August 4th. 1970, my brother, now my brister had his first heart on.
What?
And I had diarrhea. That.
Wow.
August 4th.
I think you can
I mentioned
say
that.
That.
I came up back then with this buddy of mine who I was in a band with, and every August 4th we always call each other and say,
okay.
And remind each other of that.
It's a lovely message for Dan's niece.
Wow.
It's a lovely story.
Well, August 4th is my birthday. That's
when did he have his
really?
Yeah, August 4th is mine, yes.
Wow. How about that?
What are the chances?
Hey, I'll never, ever forget your birthday now.
Thank you.
You know, on August 4th.
You know what October 31st is going to be this year?
What?
Halloween.
Let's go on.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the Seinfeld star who is a great flute player, even marched in a high school band to this day, still plays the flute as a hobby. Jason Alexander, Michael Richards, Julie Louis-Dreyfus. Answer in just a minute. All right, movie review. Get on up. Did you see it?
I did.
Okay, I don't think you and I are going to agree on this one.
Okay.
Here we go. James Brown's story, a horrible childhood, raised in a brothel. Parents abandoned him. Used to dance and sing outside the whorehouse trying to drum up business. Then he discovers gospel music, realizes he has a talent, and before it's over, declared the greatest entertainer in the world. The late 30s, World War, civil rights, drugs, women. The movie tells the whole story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Chadwick Boseman deserves an Oscar nomination for Best Actor. I thought Dan Aykroyd did a great job. I love true stories. Rated PG-13, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 3.5 stars.
Now, why would you think I didn't like the movie?
I don't know.
It's
a little disjointed.
Yeah, I didn't like the time jumps, and I think that the movie is a little bit long. They could have left out some of the childhood poverty scenes, but the performances, especially the 8 full production numbers that are in this movie, Chadwick Boseman does such a fantastic job becoming James Brown and doing the footwork and the moves. It is an astounding performance, and he's definitely going to be nominated for an Academy Award.
I agree.
You're right.
I agree. The only person I've ever seen make moves, James Brown moves like that, is Frank.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
he has
seen
the moves.
You know,
Mick,
and the splits.
You know, Mick Jagger co-produced the movie, and he says he stole everything he's ever done from James Brown.
Yeah, there you go.
Moves like Jagger.
I knew Mick had produced the movie. New York Post headline. You know, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Story. And it was a picture of the cutest, most beautiful, darling little pit bull puppy. A little puppy. Story about how somebody threw that puppy out of a moving car on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway bridge into the East River.
Oh.
So somebody that was a bystander down on the shore went in, got the puppy, saved the puppy, lived. Post headline screamed, "Man is the beast." I agree. But how can you do that to a little dog?
Mm-hmm.
Odds and ends, Halle Berry's TV show Extant moved to Wednesday night, different time to get more viewers. Didn't work.
No.
500,000 fewer viewers this week than last.
Wow.
Lady Gaga done it again, was spotted walking down the streets of New York City dressed like, are you ready, chicken.
Now, why is she doing that in public? I can see if you're on stage, you can have outrageous costumes, etc. But is it just publicity?
Attention.
Yeah.
Star for attention.
Mm.
Programming note, this is mainly for Dan.
Yes, sir.
Call me on the cell phone. I will be in Canada beginning tomorrow for a week.
Really?
What are you doing up there?
I don't know what we'll have, but it'll be fun talking to you. So Monday we will be in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
What are you going to be doing up there, eh?
Talking, meeting with my radio stations and playing golf, and there you go.
Yeah, you know, you said about, you're going to have to learn how to say a boot.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. My mother is from Leduc, Alberta, Canada.
Hey, we have FCC rules here. Don't talk like that.
I got the answer to pop quiz and a follow-up, so let's get into that.
Okay.
Name the name of the Seinfeld. Cast member, played the flute in high school, still plays the flute, is a hobby. Is it Jason Alexander, Michael Richards, or Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Ian, you go first this
week. I'll say Jason Alexander.
I'll go Julia.
I actually was going to guess Wayne Knight, but he's not one of the choices, so I'll just take Michael Richards.
Answer's Jason Alexander. And Jason Alexander, here's a little sidebar for you. Jason Alexander barely got the part of George Costanza. It was basically given to Danny DeVito.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
And their second choice was Steve Buscemi.
Huh.
Their third choice was Nathan Lane.
Wow.
Their fourth choice was Jason Alexander. But at the last minute decision was made by Larry David because Costanza was basically Larry David in real life.
Yeah.
And Jason was losing his hair, and Larry David had gone through that and thought that should have been brought as part of the show, ongoing bit. And so we talked to Jason about it. They just became really, really good friends. And the last month they called Danny DeVito and said they've made a change and they were going with Jason Alexander.
Nice. Made a good choice.
And
yeah.
Finally. It's Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Hey, don't worry about it. I started learning a little Canadian.
There you go.
Yookalani, lani, lani, okay, look who in a cock and a and hui hui ho. Killway, kamiki, kaka, woo. I'm in a look, kamiki, kaka, hui ho. Anana Koli Makawani and Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Speaking of Julia Louis Dreyfus, she was on Letterman this week, and boy, she looks great.
Mm. Yeah.
53 years old.
I think she's hot.
I would have to agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, that naked cover she did on Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Just, and by the way, of all the people there, Jerry Seinfeld, of course, still has the stand-up career, and that's going strong. But Jason Alexander, what's he done?
I don't know. He's
And Michael Richards, after he said the N-word on stage at a comedy club, that was pretty much the end of his career. But she went on from Seinfeld to The New Adventures of Old Christine, and now she's got this Veep on HBO that's, I think, into its fourth season or something like that. Won like 14 Academy or Emmy Award nominations. Still going very, very strong. All right, hit it. The music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in London, where a Thomson Airways flight from Tunisia to Edinburgh was diverted to Heathrow Airport after a drunken passenger allegedly attacked crew members with her prosthetic leg. Yeah, took off her leg, started swinging it around, told the flight crew she wanted cigarettes and a parachute. When they asked her to be quiet, she literally slapped a little girl and then started swinging her leg crew at her leg at the cabin crew. They took it away, but she started kicking them with her good leg before she was eventually subdued. I wouldn't think it's that hard to subdue a one-legged person who's kicking you. But the pilot had to make that emergency landing in London. The woman was removed by police for questioning. A witness said, quote, "It sounds funny, but it was not a laughing matter at the time. It was serious. She was totally drunk, and it was pretty shocking." After she was removed, The flight continued to Edinburgh. And we're keeping your leg! In Northampton, Massachusetts, two cops went to a house after a report that an ex-felon who lived there had a firearm on the premises. That's against the law. When the 53-year-old man came to the door to respond to the charge, he told the officers, "Guns? The only guns I have here are my biceps." And then he started flexing for the officers to prove he was telling the truth. The cops still searched the house. All they found was a toy water gun. Afterward, one of the cops told the reporter, "You know, for 53, that guy's all right. He was probably bigger back in the day, but he's definitely in shape. He's got some guns." And by the way, the guy was boozed up, but not charged with anything. In Essex, England, Star Wars fan Laura Matthews started calling herself Laura Skywalker 6 years ago as a joke. Even began signing her name L. Skywalker to reflect the change. But when she applied for a passport as Laura Elizabeth Skywalker Matthews, the administrators at the Home Office rejected it, telling her, quote, "It will not recognize a change to a name which is subject to copyright or trademark. We have a duty to ensure the reputation of the UK passport is not called into question or disrepute," unquote. Laura said she'd never encountered issues in the past because of her new signature. She said, quote, "It's on my driving license, my bank cards, everything. Everybody's happy with that signature except for the passport office," unquote. But if she still wants a new passport, they say she will have to revert to her old signature, no Skywalker. And don't put down Darth Vader as your father. Next, we go to Muskegon Township, Michigan, where employees at Happy's Pizza were not too pleased to see a man walk in with three children. Well, the man was wearing nothing but a towel while holding a gun. They told him they'd have to get dressed if he wanted to eat there, and the staff members managed to get him outside, but the 27-year-old began banging on the glass at the front of the pizzeria, and his gun went off. Good news, nobody injured. The guy then walked home after the gun discharge. Police found him sitting on his front porch with his .40-caliber semi-automatic still in his hand. Officers got him to drop the weapon. According to Police Chief Ken Sanford, the man admitted to taking four hits of acid before the incident. Oh, good. Let's put him in charge of three little kids. The officer defused the potentially very dangerous situation, and the guy was arrested and brought to a local hospital to be evaluated. And we'll finish in East Tawas, Michigan, where Renee Ferguson was visiting the Sunrise Side Nature Trail and Exotic Park when she says a worker led her and her daughter Tina Dobson into a lion's cage, where she tried to pet one of the lions, but it turned and ripped off part of a finger. She told a reporter, quote, "I was in total shock. I really didn't believe that part of my finger was lying on the ground," unquote. She claims that the owners were more worried about their reputation than her well-being, saying, "They told me not to tell. They told me to lie." But the zoo officials say there are already multiple warning and bite signs posted, and that Ferguson actually snuck into the restricted area after staff told her not to go in there. The owners of the zoo said, quote, "The lady went into the security area and was told by the guide to get back. The lady stated that she wanted to touch the lion. She continued against the guide's warning, put her finger inside the fence, and yes, the lion nipped off the end of her finger." She's going to sue. Says she doesn't want the zoo to go out of business, but believes they must prevent other people from being attacked. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, I have a quick TV recommendation for you. It's a movie that I, not a movie, but a TV show that aired in England 3 years ago. And I saw some videos from the TV show on YouTube and liked it so much that I watched a bunch of them. And I wondered why no American network had picked it up. It's a show that stars Penn and Teller, the magical duo. And they went to England and put on this show on a network there called Fool Us. And the idea of the show was magicians would come out on stage and do their act in front of Penn and Teller and a big audience. And Penn and Teller would try to figure out how the trick was done. And Teller is really the guy who knows more about magic and has devised a lot of tricks and is really the magician of the two. Not that Penn's not a magician, but Teller is really the magical mind of the duo. And so after the act would perform, usually one or two people, usually just a single, Penn and Teller would kind of talk a little bit with their mics off so you couldn't hear what they were saying. And you could always see Teller kind of describing what he thinks happened. And then they would tell the person who had just performed whether they knew what they had done. The interesting thing is they don't give it away, but they say something that the magician would know means they know what you did. If we were to take that card deck of cards and look at it. Could we do the same trick? Could we pull off the same moves? Or that die that you used in that trick, does it have all the numbers on, you know, things like that? And the first show, again, the series aired 3 years ago in England, but it's new to America. And the first show aired Wednesday night on Channel 11, and it's going to continue airing every Wednesday night for, I think, the next 3 or 4 weeks. And if you're into magic and you want to see people who are really good, by the way, every one of these acts, you watch them and they do something that's really, really good and clever. And even Penn and Teller say in the show, that's a really good bit that you just did there. Yes, we know how you did it. But there was one guy who was on this week who had them fooled. He had brought a deck of cards out of a box that he had on the stage. And Penn said, you know, magicians pretend that certain things that they have on stage aren't important, but they really are. And we wonder if inside that box you had other decks of cards and you could choose the deck based on the card that somebody in the audience, quote, randomly chose. And the guy who was the magician went back and he picked up the box and they said, could we see the box? And he picked up the box and he brought it in front of the camera and he opened it up and inside the box was the word no. Meaning you guys, I knew you guys were going to guess that and that's not it. And they said, well, in that case, you fooled us. And as a bonus or as the prize for fooling them, the magicians who can do that were flown to Vegas and got a chance to perform after Penn and Teller's show at the Rio in Las Vegas, where they've been doing their act for like 10 years. And they, at their expense, they flew them over and exposed them to American audiences. That's only a few hundred people at a time. But the exposure these magicians are getting on this show probably is helping them get gigs and all that sort of stuff. And like I said, some of these illusions are amazing to see. So if you're into magic, Wednesday night, Channel 11, it's called Penn and Teller Fool Us. That's my recommendation for you for this week. Have a great weekend. I'm Paul Harris. My website is harrisonline.com. Love to hear from you at paul@harrisonline.com or via Twitter at Paul Harris Show. On behalf of Dan and Ian and everybody that works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our final look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Things are not getting any better if you're coming into the baseball game on eastbound 40. Things are still jammed up from about Long Road through Mason from Highway 270 to Big Bend. 170 is still slowing Olive down through Highway 40. On westbound 70, you're still running slow from 170 past the airport. Again, from Highway 79 out through Wentzville, you'll find some slow to stop and go pockets there. Northbound 270, those two right lanes are really crawling now from Dorset up through Highway 70. Eastbound 70 is slowing now from the Blanchette Bridge through St. Charles Rock Road, a little bit heavy past the airport, and then again through Jennings Station Road. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Ladue, then Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Things are running heavy there. Now we have westbound 44 traffic slowing between Highway or the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles Avenue. And on westbound 40, things still stacking up now between Kings Highway and McCausland, but you look a little bit better out past 270 and Mason. You're slow again from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. It's time for BOGO at Famous Footwear. Buy one item, get a second item half off. Mix and match shoes and backpacks to save big for back to school. Get the gear you send them, or get the gear to send them back with confidence. Famous Footwear, victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Join me at 9, Monday through Friday nights. Lock and load for the most engaging nighttime talk show, news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Some things everyone can agree on. Missouri's roads, bridges, and highways are in desperate need of repair. Built more than half a century ago, they are deteriorating, putting our safety at risk, making it harder for first responders to keep our families safe. On August 5th, we can vote to invest in our roads, make them safer for every Missourian. If we vote yes on Amendment 7, food, medicine, rent, and utilities will be excluded, and every penny will be spent on critical transportation projects only, protected by law, written into our Constitution, ensuring that our roads, highways, and bridges get the attention they need, and creating thousands of new jobs. That's why Amendment 7 is supported by emergency first responders such as firefighters and paramedics, along with the Missouri State Troopers Association and citizens from all across the state. Missouri agrees. On August 5th, let's vote yes on Amendment 7, keeping families safe and Missouri moving. Paid for by Missourians for Safe Transportation and New Jobs Incorporated. Bill McKenna, Treasurer.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6, St. Louis police release images of two people they say are tied to the fatal shooting of a grandmother. A judge gives the final okay to a lawsuit tied to the stench of a Bridgeton landfill. And access for all, how physical limitations won't keep people off the water this weekend. First on Fox, it's a dangerous game that has been around for years, but now social media is giving this potentially deadly contest even more steam. First on Fox, April Simpson sat down with a local mother who lost her son to the choking game.
It only takes a few seconds.
And I don't care the 1 second you get if you're high or something. Is it really worth it? No, it's not. Now our family's broken.
And in an instant, your loved one is gone.
But that's how fast it happens. I mean, I talked to him, like I said, at 2 o'clock, and by 2:10, 2:15, he was already gone.
This is the reality for Leslie Zalabak, as I showed her how...